Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, we're going to be doing something a little different. Instead of interviewing an organization located at Magnuson Park, we will be learning about an upcoming event, the Seattle Mineral Market, taking place at Hangar 30, Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st. And to share with us, I have Brittany Burkhart. Brittany, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Well, could you let our listeners know what your association is with the mineral market and how you got started with the event?
Sure. So I'm the current organizer of the event, and I've been organizing it since 2018. But the show's been going on about 15 years, and I've been a vendor there selling mineral specimens for almost that whole time period.
All right. Well, as a mineral collector or rock hound, saw on your website that you're into that, obviously as a vendor at the market, and also into geology. What drew you into the world of mineral collecting or rock hounding and geology?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Michigan, and I would crawl around under the bushes at home and find coral fossils. I didn't really know what they were at the time, but they had rows of square and hexagonal sections, perfect hexagons, and they were glittery. And I just really was fascinated by that and wondered why other people didn't check out their rocks under their bushes and appreciate those things more.
You mentioned the corals, collecting those kind of to start off. Is that what you focus on now, or is it a wider range? Do you have a favorite? What does your collection right now look like?
Right. Well, it definitely did evolve. When I was a teenager, someone showed me a natural pyrite cube crystal, and it literally blew my mind. I realized when I learned about minerals that that was the career I wanted to pursue, something in minerals. And then I went to college for geology and have been field collecting and selling minerals and fossils now for about 20 years.
Do you have a favorite collection site, or maybe to keep that a little bit more to yourself, is there a favorite area around Washington State that you enjoy collecting in?
Well, I have had the honors of being at a lot of great sites, one of them being the famous mine called the Hallelujah Junction deposit, rather. So I worked there collecting Scepter Smoky Quartz. And I also love Arkansas for digging, and Washington has some great quartz as well.
Well, for anyone who might be interested in rock collection or rock hounding, do you have any advice for folks who might just be starting out in that area?
Definitely. There are a lot of rock and gem clubs locally that are very inexpensive to join, and they can be a great way to plug in to the community and join digs and field trips, and most of the clubs do an annual show. So search in your area for local rock and gem clubs.
Looking at your site, I saw that you are part of Elemental Endeavors. What is Elemental Endeavors, and what is its connection to the Seattle mineral market?
Elemental Endeavors is my business. It's my mineral and fossil business of 20 years. And under that name, I was a vendor at the Seattle Mineral Market for many years. The Seattle Mineral Market is an event. So Seattle Mineral Market is sort of a facet of the Elemental Endeavors business.
Well, getting into the Seattle Mineral Market, could you give us an overview of what the market is and how that got started?
Sure. So the market started over 15 years ago by a mineral legend, Bart Cannon. And the idea behind it was to create a place for local miners and field collectors to show and sell what they've been collecting in our state and region. And it definitely blew up to a big public favorite event of the region, with over 60 dealers with minerals, fossils, jewelry, gemstones, mineral art.
So a lot going on in the Seattle mineral market then. What can people expect to see now? If they're going to the market that's coming up Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st, what can they expect to see?
Well, like I said, we'll have over 60 dealers and we'll have food trucks and free rocks for kids. We do raffles, door prizes. The nonprofit Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy will be doing an educational area. We also will have the Northwest Stone Sculptures Association. And if anyone is interested in getting into stone sculpting, that would be a great place to come and plug in with them. And we will be having a Bart Cannon Memorial unveiling. He is the founder of the Mineral Market.
So a lot of exhibitors, but also some maybe a little bit more hands-on activities for folks. What would the cost be to attend the event, and is it open to the public?
The event is free. It is open to the public. The parking is free. Everything about it is free unless you want to purchase specimens to take home.
And where do vendors come from? How do they get involved in the Seattle mineral market?
We have vendors from all over the region. I would say most of them do come from within Washington State. Many of those are field collectors and mine owners, claim owners here in the state. We have a sprinkling of vendors from around the country as well, and a couple from out of the country.
Where out of the country are some of these folks coming from?
We have two vendors from Ethiopia who do reside in the Seattle area now, and they're bringing Ethiopian gem rough and other materials from Ethiopia. And then we also have a couple dealers from Pakistan. Similar story. They live here in the area now, but we'll be bringing a lot of minerals and gemstones from Pakistan.
Very cool. So not just a Washington State exhibition. It is kind of an international, bringing all of those minerals, those collections here to Washington State, to the Seattle area. If someone is interested in being a vendor, probably for next year, what does that process look like and how would they find out more information?
Well, we currently have a wait list of over 50 dealers.
Okay. But
I'm always looking for dealers who have something unique in the mineral specimen category, as well as anyone who is collecting locally. I really want to get them in there and showcase the local material. So how somebody would inquire would be to go to our website, elementalendeavors.com/Seattle Mineral Market. Or just email me at seattlemineralmarket@gmail.com.
All right. So elementalendeavors.com or that email address, seattlemineralmarket@gmail.com. Get more information about the upcoming event. And that event taking place at Hangar 30, Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st. What are the hours on those days for the event?
The event opens Saturday at 10 and will run till 6 p.m. And Sunday, it's 11 to 5 p.m.
Okay. And some of those extra activities, you mentioned the sculptures, do those run the entire time? Or is there kind of a schedule for the event for some of the extra activities that are going on?
Great question, Benjamin. So the Stone Sculptors Association, they will have a presence there the entire time. They will have sculptures on display and be able to help people join their club and learn more about stone sculpting. The Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy will also be there the whole time and running an educational area that will have display cases and how to identify minerals and banners about the geology of Washington State. There'll be people there on hand to help answer questions all during the show. So the silent auction that runs at the Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy booth, there are schedules to that. There are different auctions, but at any given time, there will be an auction going on.
All right. And what sort of items might folks find in the auction?
The silent auction will be curated by the Friends of Mineralogy and have several categories, including landscapes and rocks, and specimens paying homage to the deceased elders in the mineral community.
So a lot of items, it sounds like, or some unique items coming from the Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy booth. other activities or anything else going on at those booths?
There is one scheduled activity that on Saturday afternoon, 5 to 6 at the end of the show that day, sand collectors, sand enthusiasts can come out to the food truck area, and there will be a table area for people to learn and trade and tell stories about sand. And if you're lucky, you might run into Ranger Lux for an animated moment of show and tell.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. Now, you mentioned the food trucks then. So it sounds like there will be some food available. What sort of food trucks should folks expect to see at the event?
Well, the Friends of Mineralogy will be doing a snack booth inside, and then we will have po' boys and tings out front. They have a Louisiana seafood, Cajun style, great food. We also have a couple of dessert vendors, and another food truck will be there as well.
All right, so sounds like some delicious food trucks going to be there. So make sure with the Seattle Mineral Market, Saturday, May 20th, and Sunday, May 21st, come on down for that event. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. I have Brittany Burkhart from the Seattle Mineral Market with me. And Brittany, having the event at Hangar 30, obvious connection to Magnuson Park. How did the Seattle Mineral Market come to Magnuson Park?
Well, it was a very long and grueling journey, I will admit. We spent 14 years or so at the Lake City Community Center, and our show very much outgrew that venue. And it took me actually 2 years to find Magnuson Park. I looked at every venue really in the region around here, and settled on Magnuson, and even waited a year because there was a wedding scheduled for our weekend. We had to have one last one after I'd already told everyone. So we patiently waited to come into our new home at the Hangar 30, which is very appropriate for our show. We love the open spatial floor plan, the green areas outside, the parking lots, ample parking. It's really a great fit for us. We're really excited to be here now.
Yeah, it is a great space. Hangar 30 is a great space for events like these. So it is so wonderful to hear that Seattle Mineral Market has found a space at Magnuson Park to host this really fun, exciting event. I know I am looking forward to it. Are there any other sort of events or activities that Seattle Mineral Market does, or maybe even your business, Elemental Endeavors? Is there anything like that that you would like to highlight, maybe in the Seattle or Washington State areas?
Sure. Well, Elemental Endeavors, my business, does 20 to 25 mineral shows a year in the region. Most of them are within 2 hours of Seattle. If you want to check out my calendar, you could go to elementalendeavors.com/show calendar. And you'll be able to see all of the other shows in the region that I attended with my business. And the Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy, who, as I mentioned, will be involved with the show, they put on a great event that I'm also part of in October called it's a mineral symposium. It's the Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy Mineral Symposium in Kelso, Washington. And they will be awarding some scholarships to that at our show. So if you come to the Mineral Market, you can pay $20 to be a member of this Friends of Mineralogy. You get a free sticker of their new logo. You can put your name in the ring to win the scholarship to attend our symposium in the fall, which is a deep dive into mineralogy. It really is taking minerals to the next level.
So just another reason to attend the Seattle Mineral Market. With this deep dive into mineral collecting and just the mineral landscape of the area, what does the symposium look like? What can folks expect if they are able to attend in the fall?
At the symposium, it's held at a hotel at the Red Lion in Kelso, and vendors, who we call satellite dealers, will be in the rooms in one wing of the hotel. So people can come and shop those dealers in the wing in between the classes, which will be going on all day Saturday and half of Sunday that weekend. The lectures are done by world-class speakers in mineralogy, top level. This really is a great opportunity for us in an intimate setting. It's a smaller show, it's a small event, and it's a really great opportunity to further your interest in mineralogy.
Well, certainly if you are interested in mineralogy, mineral collecting, or rock hounding, especially if you stop by the Seattle Mineral Market and just want to get more involved, the symposium sounds like a great way to do that. Again, as you said, that deep dive into mineralogy. Now, going back to the Seattle Mineral Market, we've mentioned the website, elementalendeavors.com. That's where you can find information about the market and all of those other programs, activities, the other shows that your business is involved in. Are there other ways to find out more about the Seattle Mineral Market? Are there social media accounts? Are there newsletters folks can sign up for? What does that look like?
Well, you can certainly join our emailing list through the website or by sending an email to me at seattlemineralmarket@gmail.com. We do have a Facebook page as Seattle Mineral Market. Elemental Endeavors also has a Facebook page. Seattle Mineral Market has an Instagram page, and we have a Facebook group. It's called the Seattle Mineral Market. It's the community group online, and it is where a lot of the discussion and community talk happens for Mineral Market. You can also go in the Facebook group, Seattle Mineral Market, and plug in with many of the dealers in the times of year that the show is not going on.
All right, so Facebook page, Instagram page, and even a Facebook community. Get more involved, get those discussions going with folks who are looking to get even more involved. Are there ways that folks can volunteer for the Seattle Mineral Market?
Definitely. We love volunteers. This event relies on volunteers. This is very much a community-driven event. Unlike almost every other mineral show in our region, this is not put on by a club. So volunteers are a necessity. There's still a couple more positions open if you want to help be a door greeter or just to give a hand during the show. You can send me an email or go to the website and send an email through that. And we are also always looking for demonstrators. If you have a skill or an art that you do in the mineral community and you want to come and share that, please, please reach out.
All right. And again, that email, seattlemineralmarket@gmail.com, the website, elementalendeavors.com. Outside of volunteering, how else can folks get involved with the Seattle Mineral Market? Obviously, you said you have the business with Elemental Endeavors. Is there an online shop? So maybe they're not able to make it to the market or any of the other shows. Is there an online shop? Are there other ways that folks can contribute or give back to the Seattle Mineral Market?
Certainly. Many of the dealers have websites with online stores, Elemental Endeavors being one of them. I run an online store year-round. Donations are also welcome. If you are able to make a monetary donation, it is greatly appreciated because it's helping to keep our event free to everyone, which is our goal. Monetary donations can be made through PayPal at seattlemineralmarket@gmail.com. The Pacific Northwest Friends of Mineralogy also has a donation link on their website, pnwfm.org.
All right, so ways to contribute, check out elementalendeavors.com, get in touch, seattlemineralmarket@gmail.com. Having an event that is open and free to folks of all ages in the Magnuson Park area is hugely beneficial, and it sounds like such a cool, fun, unique experience. So check out the website, get in touch through email, and find ways that you can give back to this really incredible and, again, free to everyone event. Well, as we are wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to share about the Seattle Mineral Market, about your involvement in the show, or just for anyone interested in mineralogy? anything you'd like to share as we're wrapping up here?
Definitely. Check out the pyrite cubes from La Victoria Mine in Spain. Blow your mind. These natural metal cubes were not cut or polished. They come right out of the ground like that. I think the Mineral Kingdom is an area of life on Earth that so many people miss out on. You don't have to be a botanist to know a lot about plants. You don't have to be a biologist to know about animals. But people don't really know about minerals, and it is a fascinating world. So please come join our show and learn about why it's so fascinating.
Indeed. Yes. ElementalEndeavors.com, the Seattle Mineral Market, taking place Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st. We really hope to see you there. And final question for you, Brittany. If there was a song that you associated with the Seattle Mineral Market, what would it be?
Well, I would have to say We Will Rock You, or maybe Crystal Blue Persuasion.
All right. Well, those are perfect. Again, Seattle Mineral Market coming to Hangar 30, Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st. Check out ElementalEndeavors.com. Brittany, thank you so much for being here. I am really looking forward to this event.
Thank you so much, Benjamin. Me too.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh-hoo. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh-hoo. Crystal blue.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Brittany Burkhart with the Seattle Mineral Market, which will take place on Saturday, May 20th and Sunday, May 21st at Hangar 30. This event offers over 60 dealers and demonstrators in minerals, fossils, gems, jewelry, mineral art, and more. Check out elementalendeavors.com for more information. Another event coming to Magnuson Park, the Plain Air Views of Washington Festival and Exhibition, begins on Thursday, May 11th at the Magnuson Park Gallery. This exhibition features artists from all over Washington State who have come together to present and celebrate artworks in the plein air style. Check out space at magnuson.org for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. Next week, we'll be learning about Outdoors for All, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to enrich the quality of life for children and adults with disabilities through outdoor recreation. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners! Walking.